For a Donnie football debrief, but Donnie follows us tonight at 6 from Sharkies in Latrobe, another training camp report. So in the meantime, we have intern Dom filling in. What happened to the music? Jack, bring that back a little bit, my friend. Bring that up a little bit. There you go. The debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Dom? Hi.
The debrief. What's today's date? July 30, 2025.
Man, you put a lot of effort into this bad boy.
I told you, I get nervous doing these because you guys bully me whenever I do the
debrief. No, we don't bully you. We give you honest analysis and critiques of how you do, which is
first
what you should want.
First critique, know the date before you start the debrief.
Good point.
The debrief, July 30, 2025. So Mark Cabali was on today with Joe Starkey live from Latrobe.
Yeah.
And I was listening, very riveting stuff. And Cabali actually brought up something that I did not know existed. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but he mentioned to Joe something that the Steelers give to all of their players. So, Pony, go ahead and play what Mark said the Steelers give to all their players ahead of the season.
Apparently, they give away packets of different media personalities.
I wonder what my packet says.
And apparently, there's some notes included into it.
So they give out a sheets of paper that have the face of the reporter, like here's Cabali's photo, Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee show, and then there are a couple bullet points on that person.
Okay, so it's a media guide, but instead of like biographical info, born this day, this place, parents are so-and-so,
yeah.
You know, dad was a volleyball player, it's opinion bullets.
Yes, from the PR staff. So they'll say, all right, this reporter has a tendency to stir things up. This guy will ask softball questions.
Yeah, this bums me out because I think for mine it's going to be not a combative guy, easy interviewer. Like,
I don't think we'd be on there. I think Jeff would be on there. I think Cabali's on there. I think it's people that they assume or expect will be
covering the team.
Yeah,
okay.
Pomp.
So I think Jeff's
like would
say. Would
say Pittsburgh royalty.
I think Jeff's
does
would
the
say
preseason
pros,
games.
Jeff's would say pros pro. What would Richie say? Dude.
Might ask you the same question.
Is not Evan Washburn?
Might ask you about Aaron Rodgers' zip on his ball.
I bet you
might ask you about golf.
I bet you Ashley Liotis has quite a set of bullet points.
But I think they even included in there things that that person liked,
so that you could
so
try
you
to
could
soften
make small
them
talk.
Up.
Oh, yeah, like.
Like for Liotis, would it be father was an official for
maybe.
A long time?
Okay. Richie Walsh loves golf. Things like that. Jeff went to Ohio State.
Bob loves a fine wine.
Sure.
Do you think they have ones for people at the station, though?
What if for Cabali's it was Sun Clogs Toilets?
Keeps sandwiches in his cargo short pocket during practice.
That is a true story. That is a disgusting habit.
Do you think we could get our hands on one of these? Because
yes.
I'm very curious.
I know.
What
that
is
would
written.
Be like very funny.
I think we can. And you know how we do it?
How?
I think we have one of us ask Freiermuth or Hayward or somebody
to
like that
to
just take a picture of it and
send it to us.
Send it to us.
Pony, let's say the Steelers came to you and said, Andrew, we want to make one for people at the fan, but
yep.
we want you to write it.
Okay, I like this. Okay.
What would you write for Adam Crowley?
Loves West Virginia.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Would you say
sure.
Crowley is self-loathing? Or are you just reserving that
no,
in
that
all
would
caps
be for
from
you.
Me? Just self-loathing. Very moral.
Not going to do any gotcha stuff. You know, not going to really...
He'll occasionally like say something that's unintentionally very funny, like the TK all downhill from here bit.
Good point.
Mosey, yeah. What if they said you have to write one for Joe Starkey?
You know
Ooh.
What? I think I would actually... I'm going to try to give you an honest answer. I would say the following about Joe. Can be very fun-loving and quirky... But I think when Joe is like really locked in on an interview, I don't know if there's any. Pony's really good at it too, I would say.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Malzi.
But I don't know if there's anybody who asks better, more incisive, and sometimes very challenging questions
okay.
than a motivated
wow.
Joe.
Okay, but that was such a backhanded compliment. because you started it by saying when Joe is focused or locked in on an interview, and there's 100% the implication there that he doesn't do that all the time.
Well, I think when Joe is on with like a big, big, big guest and he knows he's not going to talk to them every week, he's way more locked in, which I think is a human nature thing.
So he like mails it in when Bat goes on? Or
yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like to me too. Dom, that's what I'm hearing.
He knows
I'm hearing
that when he's having a backhoe or somebody else
he turns
on.
Into Carl Malone and the mailman just shows up and it's just 25 minutes of mailing it in.
I've heard Joe ask some absolute bulldog questions when he knows he's getting one shot at it with that person. And I respect him for that. But I do think he's really good at that when he's locked in.
What do you think Cook's scouting report said?
Ben Roethlisberger in all caps.
Yeah, loves Ben.
Loves
always
free
takes
beer.
Ben's side.
Cries
if,
a lot.
What if Doran's just said, like, ultimate ball knower? Played college, played NFL, knows ball.
Sounds right.
Knows more about football in his pinky than the combined football intelligence of the rest of the staff.
Just, I think you put ball knower, certified.
Yeah.
Do you think the players even really read these or go through them? Like, do you think
probably.
They care?
I think the guys who want to be in the media.
I'm on Dom's side. I think most of them don't. I think Rodgers would. I think Rodgers probably would.
Well, I'll tell you who was always getting in there. I mean, he works part-time for us. He was on last night. Roundtree was always good for some bulldog questions.
He was.
You also think Roundtree, I played golf with him this past Sunday. It came up how he's tickled that you think his social media, Dom, is so good.
It's hilarious.
Well, he just went viral. He got 2 million impressions because of something he said about Happy Gilmore, too. So the masses are starting to come to Dom's side on things.
The two funniest people at this station. Well, three, because I'm one. I think Donnie is 2 overall. I think Josh is 3.
Wow.
God, it's no wonder people text me things like, when is annoying Dom going to stop talking?
Well, your surgeon's a clown, by the way, because we don't even know the guy's name.
Justin. I'm not going to name him like publicly his first and last name after he clowned you.
Well, I at least want a first name. Hey, speaking of the media, I have a quick question.
What are you going to do, look him up?
No, I just want to know the guy's name. If he doesn't like me, I want to at least know, you know, first name.
Do you know how there's probably a guy who's got every conceivable first name under the sun in this city who doesn't like you? Why does it matter?
Well, that's true. Man, I just want to know. Okay. You know, I'd like to know. Speaking of the media, do you guys think, I've always wondered this.
Oh, boy.
So I think Jeff Passan broke the news of Hayes first.
Yeah.
Do you think guys like Hiles and Stumpf and all the local guys are mad that the national people get these stories first?
I do, but I think they're accepting of it.
Because I think they know that it's just very hard for them, no matter how well-sourced they are locally, to get it from where these guys often get it from.
Yeah.
Which is the very highest levels, agents, etc. Like, I just think it's hard for them to cultivate those connections.
Hmm.
Who among the beat writers covering any sport in this town gets most upset when they get scooped nationally, and why is it Mark Cabali?
But I think Mark also has that defeatist, like, well, they've got an advantage on us. They've got the agents.
He definitely revels in it the most when somebody gets something wrong. Would you agree with that? He loves it when somebody screws up and has
egg
on their face.
So when someone mentions, like, oh, the Aiyuk thing's at the goal line, you think he gets a nice chortle out of
that still? I don't even think with that so much. I think we all love busting your chops about that. When a big national name gets something wrong, I do think Mark revels in it.
Oh, when the national does, yeah, you're right.
That's what I mean.
People at school will text me and say, is Pony an insider? Like Steelers fans or whatever? Because you tweet out quasi-insider stuff.
I just pass along what people tell me.
And I say, yeah, he's kind of an insider.
I think the problem for you is the Aiyuk thing. I have a very good feel for where that came from, or specifically who primarily you were getting that from. And I would have acted more or less the exact same way about it that you did.
Thank you, Malzi. All right, Dom. You did better than usual here.